I was just reading that Kingston has the most domestic tourism of any Canadian city, given our population. What do you think it is about Kingston that is so attractive?
Yeah, great question. So I really think that Kingston has a unique connection for those, obviously, of those that have lived here before or currently live here. It's a uniquely historic city. We know that by the architecture and the landscape. It has so many stories that are relatable to so many of us. But it's also a very vibrant, hip destination, if you will. And a lot of that goes or plays into the attributes of your really vibrant downtown, a unique culinary scene, a unique music, creative industry, film scene. And there's something for everyone all year round, which I think is really important because certainly I think some destinations are specific on time of year or around a certain calendar event. And I think Kingston's different. It's a great, unique experience no matter sort of the season or the time of year in which you come. There's always something to see and do.
Now, of course, the pandemic hit tourism very hard. But now that we're heading into summer and restrictions have been significantly reduced at this point in time, what are some of your hopes as we head into the summer?
Yeah, so I think that certainly summer is a beautiful time to come and see all that Kingston has to offer. We definitely have different groups or individuals that come into the city for different reasons, but certainly summer is mainly or largely, as you will, tourists from out of town that come to really explore a lot of the attractions, a lot of the patios, a lot of the museums and experiential pieces that definitely spring up in spring and are definitely in full force come summertime. Certainly, just being able to be outdoors. Kingston's a beautiful spot, even if you don't have a specific itinerary in mind or specific things on specific days. You certainly can come and experience all the great things without having to do a lot of research or thought. It really is a concentrated place where it's very walkable. The amenities are very close to one another, whether it's, hotels that you're needing, attractions, experiences. And it's a really great destination for individuals. It's a great destination for groups, and it's a great destination for families. And so I think as we roll into summer, we're seeing a large majority of our attractions, our hotels, our restaurant providers. They're all really, other than some labor shortages, which hit us all, regardless of sector. We do definitely do still face challenges of labor shortages, but short to that, we see a lot of things that are back since 2019 that we haven't seen before. So it's really great to be able to share that with an audience, and domestically or sort of internationally. Really important that visiting friends and relatives is another great way to experience the city. We see lots of folks in summertime come and visit relatives or friends in the city who really know the great vibe or unique spots and stories about the place. So definitely no matter what triggers you to come to Kingston, I think that summertime's a beautiful time to pick, and certainly you won't be disappointed.
You touched on it briefly. I'm just curious to sort of see. So, what were some of the main challenges? You touched on labor shortage, but were there some other challenges that that Tourism Kingston and just the tourism industry in general has faced over the past couple years? And how are things looking right now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like any other industry, tourism faced its challenges in terms of this start-stop notion, and that was to no fault of anyone. It was just the nature of we could open up in certain ways and follow restrictions, and then we sort of go back in time and make sure that we are doing what we need to do to scale back, and then we start again. So that notion of stopping and starting was problematic, but once certainly we got ahead of it, which I really feel like, spring 2022 and now sort of teasing into summer, we certainly, I think, are past that start-stop notion. And so we're seeing lots of sectors recover. Specific to Tourism Kingston, we work in travel trades. We're seeing buses resume. We're really working on the resumption of air service. We're working on new and emerging cruise ships coming to Kingston. We're working on film crews, definitely seeing productions, whether they're big or small, come back to Kingston, even though we saw a small portion of that during the pandemic. We're really excited to welcome all of our sport and wellness events back, our live events, which really dictate an audience in our leisure market, being able to really drive our marketing and communication stories so that they're not about COVID-related policies or procedures, but they're actually about the tourism story now. So certainly we're really excited to be able to share all of those content pieces and our visitor information service center, which, you know, unfortunately had to close a lot of the time during 2020 and 2021, has certainly seen a large increase in folks stopping by to figure out what they want to see and do in Kingston, which is a really good barometer or measurement in terms of the health and vibrancy of tourism. And having that be open again with lots of summer students in there excited about sharing what they know about tourism in Kingston, it is really, and actually the kickoff to Tourism Awareness Week being today, is really great to see.
Okay, perfect. Let's talk a bit about Tourism Awareness Week. Now, is this something that is a provincial-wide or a national-wide campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tourism Awareness Week nationally is given to us every year, usually placed at the tail end of May, beginning of June. And so each destination chooses to celebrate it in unique ways. And certainly we want to make sure that we're talking about economic impact and we're talking about how many folks we employ in the sector. And we want to talk about all the great new initiatives. There's, you know, this sort of community spirit of it all, just making sure that people are aware that this is sort of our week and we want to celebrate it. And making sure industry partners are aware too, that we're here to support them and that they do make a difference in the economic driver of the impact of definitely our within our community, and that we appreciate all the things that they see and or all the things that they do within the tourism landscape to make it pretty successful.
What are some of the things that are being done for this Tourism Awareness Week here in Kingston?
So today kicked off an adventure race series downtown Kingston, actually, where we had lots of different frontline workers do different stops along primarily the downtown in attractions, restaurants, or other iconic places to make sure that they're really understanding as frontline service staff what customers may or may not ask. Really good to be able to get out into the community and understand, you know, really how the mechanics work of it all so that when they are providing information, because, you know, tourism information ambassadors at the Tourism Information Center or other are, you know, only one of many frontline workers. You know, lots of times when people enter hotels, restaurants, attractions, they're also asking for directions or what should we do next or what have we forgotten to do or how do we get there? And so really important to make sure that we arm our direct tourism information staff and indirect tourism information ambassadors with all of that information. Certainly throughout the week, we are celebrating different sectors. So making sure that our audiences are aware that we work in film and that has a large economic impact, $5 million in 2021 to be exact, making sure people are aware that we support visitor information center services, definitely down in our center, specifically on Ontario Street, but other mobile visitor information centers we have spread across the city, making sure that you know, our audiences are aware that we work in travel trade, so large groups that come into the city, servicing those, making sure that business events are also highlighted. The impact of meetings and conferences is quite substantial in the city of Kingston, making sure that we're communicating that those are back in progress. And, you know, as we see companies try to sort of get off the screen type interviews or team meetings and really have those small group, of course, you know, safety protocols in hand, making sure that as we see the resurgence of those events that we celebrate, working in sport and wellness. So making sure that we're suggesting or are really being clear that sport in the city of Kingston is really impactful. We placed first in 2019 in a global sport impact index rating. So of a population our size, we were ahead of the game in terms of sports hosting. Certainly we're, you know, an eclectic group, I think, of tourism makeup. So whether we work in travel, trade, sport, business events, visitor service, marketing, communication, or business events, you know, we're really in tune with the audiences in which we work and making sure that we service them to the best of our ability.
Okay. What is, so today was with frontline workers, what is going on tomorrow, Tuesday?
Yeah. So every day we're really creating a micro campaign to make sure that we're clarifying, communicating, celebrating one of the six sectors I just spoke about. So we have lots of social platforms and daily communication pieces that will go out to our partners so that we can really describe as opposed to sort of a general statement that tourism is important in our community. Of course, it is. The tourism economy in Kingston is a $533 million economic impact a year. We have about 4.6 million visitors that come to the city. We supply about 15,000 jobs, direct, indirect, and we have about 7,000 businesses that roll up in and support tourism. So all of those statistics being really important, what we're doing is dissecting each day within the Tourism Awareness Week calendar to make sure that we're really vocal about each of those sectors and communicating that out through traditional and non-traditional media so that we can tell the story of the impact of tourism in the city of Kingston.
Excellent. And just as you're touching upon, you know, tourism is so many sectors and it touches and it affects the vitality of Kingston's economy as a whole, right? In that sense.
Yeah. Kingston has one of the strongest, I'd say, like in hospitality and accommodation workforces in Canada. And we know that almost 10% of Kingston's jobs are directly related to tourism. So we really felt the impact during COVID-19. Obviously we lost 10% of our total workforce. So we're just seeing that come back now. And that speaks to the vibrancy of tourism. And that's just not seasonally. That's just not saying we wake up in May, we welcome visitors, and we sort of close shop in September. We're talking about a full year calendar of different sectored events and opportunities that really drive an entire economy all year round, annually.
Yeah, that's definitely important to understand is, yes, it's not just a one seasonal thing. This is something that is vital throughout the year. Interestingly, I was just speaking with a couple who are staying in the area this week, and they were told me that they received a great incentive, you know, for staying in Kingston. For a certain number of nights, they received some money back. Can you tell me a bit about some of those incentives currently being offered?
Yeah, so great question. We, from time to time, certainly in need periods, do offer incentives for folks to come and stay. The latest one that we did was a visa campaign. And so essentially, during a certain period of time, you could come and stay in Kingston. And for a certain number of nights, you'd qualify for a $100 visa gift card per night. So that was one way we could incentivize longer term stays in our partnering hotels. The current one that is being supported by the provincial government is, of course, the staycation credit. So certainly an individual or couple staying in a community can, you know, use up to $1,000 towards their tax filing next year of accrued accommodations, gas, food and beverage, attractions, all of these pieces that you would spend in a community when you're on vacation, if you will, and up to $2,000 for a family. So that's a good incentive domestically, obviously within Ontario, to get people circulating around the province. And we really hope that Ontarians really choose Kingston as one of those destinations and make it a longer term stay. Certainly the incentive to be able to write that off, if you will, on your income tax next year is, you know, an incentive that we've not seen before. And hopefully that'll spur some newcomers to Kingston.